insurance experts.
And you are listening to WMNF, Tampa, Sarasota Clearwater Community Conscious Radio. And this is from a woman's point of view. And I'm Mary Glennie, and there's Arlene Engelhart over there.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are continuing with the marathon. And so, Arlene, do you have any things to read?
Well, I do want to thank all the people that have contributed greatly to breakfast for our wonderful volunteers. Thanks to Michelle and everyone at Fado's Family Bakery, located at 5150 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, for their donation of fresh-baked Cuban bread to feed our volunteers. And this morning's coffee donor, Spaddy's, is located next to Fado's. Greg and the baristas send over coffee and cream to keep our volunteers powered up. And Gregory of King Natural Catering was here cooking a vegan, gluten-free pancake breakfast with fresh fruit in the WMNF kitchen. He always feeds us well. Thanks for making the place smell yummy and feeding us healthy choices.
And definitely, I mean, for all the reasons you come down and help WMNF during our marathon particularly, and we do need your help answering phones and just running around doing all kinds of things. And it's not only fun, but the food is great. And it is puts the big C, you might say, in community, because you are the big C in community. And I'm really excited about this show. I think we've got some fun things kind of planned. First of all, I do hope you will take advantage that you can get a hold of your own copy of the RBG, the great one. And, you know, that we're going to feature some of RBG, some of the things she's saying. And then also, I'm going to compare it, because right now I am really excited. We're going to compare it to some of the young, new, particularly women in Congress, Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez, et cetera, and tell me if you don't see that connection to RBG. And these are really fascinating times and momentous times. As Naomi Klein said, yes, this is a climate crisis, but it's not only a climate crisis. It's also giving us the best opportunity to make a much better world. And that's how I look at it, too. And the only way we will make a better world is to have women involved in all of their intelligence and their passion, their compassion. We need them more than ever. And to me, it's not accidental that so many of those young rebels, they are women. And so anyway, we will be getting into that. So, Arlene.
And what a chance you have with the RBG DVD to learn something special about that woman and about our history. We would not be where we are today. Women would not have made it as far as we have progressed, and we still have a long way to go. And as Mary just said, all of the new young women in Congress, honestly, in my opinion, wouldn't be there if it hadn't been for the path that has been paved by RBG. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in my book, is a saint, and I can't think of any better way to treat yourself than to pledge for the RBG film. That's a pledge of $100, and you can either go to your computer, WMNF.org, or you can call 813-238-8001. You can get your own personal copy and share it with your friends. Please do that for this radio station. Again, that's perhaps the most important thing in this community to keep going.
Let's make this a better world. Every one of us can make this a better world in so many ways. But if you want to, just choose one way. The way that means the most to you. And I'm hoping that WMNF and this show actually is important to you in that, give you some information. So come on, I hope it helps you make a better world. 813-238-8001. Come on, let's have that first pledge. Let's get it going.
And WMNF.org.
To live and give, share and care, really put some love in the air. When your neighbor's down, you got to pick him up. Nobody should live in despair. Yeah.
this down because there are a lot of things we do want to cover in this show. And as Arlene said, I really think this is a terrific premium. And if you listen much to our show, we don't really pitch premiums too much. But, you know, right now it's Black History Month. Next month it'll be Women's History Month. And I don't know about you, but I don't make a distinction. In fact, I start this whole, you might say, commemoration of those who have gone before us, those upon the shoulders that we stand if we're going to do anything. Without their pioneering efforts, we wouldn't, I don't think most of us not only not be here, but we wouldn't have any sense of what this country can be. It didn't start out perfect. It's still not anywhere close to perfect, and it takes constant improvement by everybody. And, you know, as to me, it kind of starts with Martin Luther King Day. And, you know, when I think of RBG, I also just as much think of Harriet Tubman. I think of Sojourner Truth. I think, you know, of Ida Wells. I think of, and particularly now when we're looking at four women candidates, I'm also thinking not only of Hillary Clinton, but perhaps even more Shirley Chisholm. You know, how far ahead of her time she was. And, you know, that she got in there. And I've always, you know, when I read her bios, et cetera, I was always very impressed because when she was asked, you know, she said, well, I've been doubly blessed, you might say, because I'm a black woman. And she said, I can truthfully say that of all the discrimination I've faced, I faced a lot more being a woman than being a black African-American. And that always kind of surprised me because I know the terrible discrimination we've had in this country. But anyway, we stand on the shoulders of giants. And RBG really is one of those giants. And as we go through the show, when I'm going to bring some of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, compare the way that Ruth Bader Ginsburg came to her conclusions, but also compare the way she had to measure what she could do. And, you know, she felt she was more of a teacher than she had to be. And now with Alexandria Cortez or, you know, Jayapal or Presley or any of these, they're in your face. They're telling you what they're doing. I think we're beginning to get that parrot off our shoulders, just beginning. And to me, this is so exciting because this country won't go forward without women. And so if you agree with that, 813-238-8001, we really want to hear from you now because we will keep bringing the kind of guests actually that will emphasize what an RBG or also Alexandria Cortez is doing right now. And Arlene, did you want to say anything?
Hi, just wanted to repeat that phone number. 813-238-8001, or you can go to your computer and do it at WMNF.org and put your contribution in the tip jar. But whatever you do, be sure to support your community radio station during this time.
Okay, let's hear from the trailer, actually, from the RBG.
No favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks.
We welcome today Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She's become such an icon.
Would you mind signing this copy?
I am 84 years old and everyone wants to take a picture with me.
Notorious RBG.
Yeah, yeah.
When you come right down to it, the closest thing to a superhero I know.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg changed the way the world is for American women.
I became a lawyer when women were not wanted by the legal profession.
Thousands of state and federal laws discriminated on the basis of gender. She was following in the footsteps of the battle for racial equality. She wanted equal protection for women.
Men and women are persons of equal dignity, and they should count equally before the law.
She captured for the male members of the court what it was like to be a second-class citizen.
The point is that the discriminatory line almost inevitably hurts women.
I did see myself as kind of a kindergarten teacher in those days because the judges didn't think sex discrimination existed.
I have had the great good fortune to share life with a partner truly extraordinary for his generation.
He was the first boy I ever knew who cared that I had a brain.
She is a center of power on and off the court.
Every time Justice Ginsburg wrote a dissent, the internet would explode.
I came up with a couple slogans. You can't spell truth without Ruth.
I surely would not be in this room today without the determined efforts of men and women who kept dreams alive.
I've heard that she does 20 push-ups 3 times a week or something. I mean, we can't even get off the floor. We can't even get down to the floor.
That's true.
Oh, indeed, that is true for so many. You said earlier, Arlene, you think she's a saint. I wouldn't burden her with being a saint. I don't think she's anywhere close to a saint. A hero, a dissenter, a radical.
You're right.
And, you know, that I thought one of the most interesting things about RBG, and to me, I think the reason, I think it's really great that we're giving so much attention to an RBG, because particularly in her time, those were the kind of qualities you had to have. Number one, an extraordinary intelligence. You know, when she graduated law school, she shared the top honors with another fellow. And but also she knew the kind of discrimination she faced all along. You know, and I'm going to bring the next segment. We're going to deal with part of that. But when she finally was able to get her law degree and get out there, she realized that she had to be very measured, you know, and very, you have to have a sense of humor, but you have to know when you laugh and when you don't laugh. You know, like when Chief Justice Rehnquist, when she was battling hard and they were hearing a discrimination case, and so he turned to her, I'm sure in jest, and he said, you mean putting Susan B. Anthony on the dollar is not going to be enough for you? She didn't laugh at that. That's not funny. Because, first of all, that's the Chief Justice. She's a justice on the Supreme Court. That's not funny. It really isn't. Maybe in a social setting, right, conditions. And I think that that, you know, it's fascinating to have that kind of a brilliant, and she had to be brilliant. But not only brilliant, she was practical. She knew how to deal with people. And also, even more importantly, she was a mother, and she was married, and she was putting up with all the kind of problems that the married mother was with, you know, children. But luckily, she had a very supportive husband. But he had cancer. He got cancer when he was 19. And so they're already married. And so they up there because his condition was very serious. They didn't think he was going to live. And so they thought, well, they better get their family started. So then she's going to college, taking care of a very ill husband and a baby. Try it. You know, I mean, and this, it was the experience of her life. And I think that that's, as women, it is the experience of our lives. It is the difficulty of trying to have it all, so to speak, when you can't. Or you kind of get down to doing what you need to do. And Nancy Pelosi, RBG, here we've got it. Sorry, Arlene, go ahead.
And one of our listeners reminded us, Mary Jurassi, thanks for sending this in. Awesome movie. This movie was made by all women.
Mm-hmm.
Every single position, from cinematographer on down. This is this is extremely rare in filmmaking. And Mary's right about that. And nice to remind you of that. It's something we should see a lot more of. But it is there in this film. And again, as we've been saying, you can have your own copy for a pledge of $100. That is, call 23813-238-8001 or go to your computer and go to WMNF.org and put your pledge in the tip jar. We'll be glad to get that film out to you.
And come on, people. I mean, I'm really excited. I really am, because you can literally see, compare an RBG and compare that right now to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Pramila Jayapal, who is much more of a modest type of presenter. And you're finally really getting some of the real power of women. And I think it's really exciting, because just as Ruth Bader Ginsburg learned early that the discrimination she faced as a woman, actually men faced very similar types of discrimination, weren't even aware of it. And so she didn't fight just to stop the discrimination against women. She fought for measures that stop discrimination against people, period. And that's, you know, that's literally how you rise all boats. And so to me, it's exciting. And I'm hoping that there are you out there that you're excited too. And, you know, to me, it is such a privilege to do this show and to be able to bring you these kind of people. No, maybe not RBG. We can't get access to her. But we bring you access to a lot of very fine, particularly women's minds. And I hope you're stimulated by them. I hope you're aware that every facet of our lives, you've got women there and they're paving the path. And so I'm going to put this on now, because this is kind of a fun one, I think. And so, Arlene, do we have somebody to thank there?
I do indeed. We have actually two people that have gone to their computer to contribute. John Ovick, thank you so very much. We appreciate your generous contribution. And, whoops, this one is all John Ovick, but there was also one from... Well, anyway, I'll get to it, but one that came in just shortly after the top of the hour. And so two people have contributed by going to their computers. Now it's your turn. Go to your computer, WMNF.org, and put something in the tip jar, or call us at 813-238-8001. We need to hear from you now. This is important. What would you do if your radio station went dead?
Well, with cybersecurity and some events in that area, we might experience it more than we might think. And that's a topic I'm dying to get into in this show, too, because half phone will travel, half internet will search, 813-238-8001. But I want to play this of RBG, because you really get an idea of a woman in her time, what she had to do. And this is kind of a fun takeoff. I really love the way these women have broken down the facts of her life. So let's give a listen to this. Oops,
and
sorry,
I want to thank Lebo Thomas of Riverview for actually making the first contribution to this show. So thank you so much, Lebo. And it needs to keep coming in. So
and
do your part.
WMNF.org.
And 813-238-8001.
Looking at fascinating facts about this prominent political figure and progressive icon who was one of the first women to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's a Ginsburg.
Number 10. She's multi-talented, but she's not good at everything. We're familiar with Ruth Bader Ginsburg because of her incredible career accomplishments, but it turns out politics isn't the only area where she thrives. In her younger years, she played the cello and was even a baton twirler. Before you start to feel too bad about yourself, though, know that RBG is also supremely relatable and has areas in which she struggles, like driving, for example. She allegedly failed her driver's ed exam the first 5 times she took it. She's also a notoriously terrible cook, with her late husband saying, quote, "Ruth is no longer permitted in the kitchen by the demand of our children, who have taste."
So is she really such a horrible cook?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So to this day, I still can't eat swordfish after what she did to it.
It wasn't until I was 14 that I encountered a live vegetable.
Number 9, she works on her fitness. Even in her 80s, RBG takes her fitness regimen seriously, doing 20 push-ups a day.
They're real push-ups, right? They're not girl push-ups.
No, they are very real.
She said, quote, "I do 10, and I breathe, and then I do 10 more. But that's not the hardest part. After that, I do a 30-second plank." In 2018, she even did her famous workout routine with Stephen Colbert for his show.
"I'm cramping and I'm working out with an 85-year-old woman."
Not only that, but a book has been published called The RBG Workout, How She Stays Strong. And you can too, which makes her fitness tricks available to the masses. Despite breaking 3 ribs in a fall in late 2018, she is a strong cookie. All right, if she can do it, we definitely can too. Number 8, she loves opera.
When I am at an opera, I get totally carried away. I don't think about the case that's coming up next week or the brief that I'm in the middle of.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is passionate about many things, and one of her areas of expertise outside of the political realm is opera.
She goes to multiple opera festivals, and the whole family will go with her. I think it is a place of tranquility that is outside of the demands of her job.
She said that one of her greatest dreams would be to sing like a great diva, though she admits that she sings, quote, only in the shower and in her dreams because of her less-than-stellar voice. A law student actually created an entire opera about the relationship between RBG and Antonin Scalia, which RBG even mentioned in the statement she made following his death. Number 7. She was discriminated against while pregnant. When RBG and her husband were newly married, they moved to Fort Sill, Oklahoma for his work in the Army. Never one to rest on her laurels, Ginsburg was hired as a claims adjuster after passing the civil service exam. She soon let her bosses know that she was pregnant. And then mysteriously, her pay was cut and her civil service ranking was diminished. She learned from this instance in her own past. And when she was working as a professor at Rutgers University, she kept her second pregnancy a secret for as long as possible to avoid further discrimination. RBG fights for gender equality, armed with firsthand experience. Number 6. She experienced sexism at Harvard. In 1956, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg started at Harvard Law School, she was one of only 9 women in a class of approximately 500 students.
You felt you were constantly on display. So if you were called on in class, you felt that if you didn't perform well, you were failing not just for yourself, but for all women.
That year, Irwin Griswold was the dean of Harvard Law, and one night, he invited all the female students to have dinner with him. Ginsburg initially thought it was a kind gesture, but near the end of the evening, he asked each of the women to justify to him why they deserved the spot over a man.
He asked each of us to stand up and tell him what we were doing, taking a seat that could be occupied by a man.
In later years, Griswold said he had meant the question in jest. Ginsburg went on to become the first woman to be on the Harvard Law Review.
To make the Law Review in those days, you had to be in the top 25 academically of 530, 540. Her second year, she makes the Law Review.
Number 5. She had a good relationship with Scalia.
She did something I'm not sure I could have done. She made real friendship with Scalia.
We briefly mentioned the Scalia-Ginsburg opera earlier, but let's dive deeper into the unconventional friendship between the liberal Ginsburg and her very conservative fellow Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia. There has perhaps never been a more unconventional pairing on the bench, and yet these two managed to find common ground and fostered a beautiful friendship despite their differing political views.
He is a very funny fellow.
She's a very nice person. She likes opera. You know, what's not to like?
Except her views of the law, of course.
After his death in 2016, Ginsburg actually referred to them as, quote, best
well,
buddies.
Well, I'd like to keep this entertaining going, but I realize we have to really get into this and start making some money. And you can start by 813-238-8001. We really do need your support. I would much rather be actually, you know, bringing stuff like this because that's what I love to do. But we need to do our part here. And frankly, we aren't doing as well as I would like right now. And so, to me, WMNF, to me, it's always just been a pillar in my life, really. I mean, yes, there are many other things I do and I'm involved with, but I always find the ideas and the music, all that is WMNF, it makes to me this community livable. And so, if you agree with that, or M&S been important to you, or this show in some way has been important to you, please call us now, 813-238-8001, or you can go online. We have an awful lot of listeners that listen online, and we'd love to hear from you now, WMNF.org. Arlene?
And I want to say thank you to Doran of Tampa for a generous contribution. Won't you join her? We've had 2 contributions so far that have come in on the web. We're waiting for our first phone call. We really need to hear from you. This is important. We need to make our goal. We need to do our part to keep WMNF on the air. We need for you to show that you appreciate this show, if you do.
Here's Eva Cassidy, True Colors. Here's a young woman that died much too early from ovarian CA. A killer with women still. It's improving the treatments, etc., but still a killer. And a killer that's associated with everything from the minute amounts of asbestos in talc to atrazine, most commonly used, actually absolutely worthless chemical, if you will, to improve the color and the size of flowering plants. That's all it's used for. Very water soluble, and it's very much implicated in ovarian CA. And so if it's involved in ovarian CA, you know it's involved in testicular, prostatic. And we've lost this young woman, and I think it's a shame. But let your true colors, come on, let your true colors come through right now. 813-238-8001. Like a see the true colors of WMNF listeners, particularly listeners of this show, and tell me sometimes when you hear some of the guests we have, and these are very intelligent. I find some of these women just amaze me, and it saddens me that they don't get more national recognition. Don't you hear something that's your life? Don't you feel that, whoa, they're talking about me. This is where I live. This is my problem. This is that I am not being paid what I own. This is that I'm barely getting through here, and here I'm a single mom, and I'm trying to raise two or three kids, and I need all them. I've got to make a decision here. Do I take this kid that I'm afraid has an asthma? And, you know, I mean, in other words, all of it becomes terribly hard decisions. And do you hear your life in any way reflected here on this show, on WMNF? I'll bet you do. I have many times. True colors. Come on, people. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Let's hear from you now.
This is so important. Support your community station. Support from a woman's point of view. Keep it coming. Go to your phone. Go to your computer. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Come on, we would love to see some of those phone lines lit up more than just the one. Whatever you can give. If you haven't got the bucks to add, get to RBG or get the whole series. It's a fantastic series. I think that Michael Moore, with his Fahrenheit 9/11, he's really nailing it that, you know, that we wouldn't have a Trump if there hadn't been tremendous political dysfunction, corruption that's been going on for years. And Michael Moore tells it like it is. And then you can add to that one the documentary about Mr. Rogers. How would you like to have that guy for your neighbor? I know I would. And so anyway, whatever.
So you can get all three for $250 pledge or any one of those for $100 pledge. But if you can't do any of that, you can contribute any amount. It all helps this station and shows your support for this show.
Well, I'm going to pod this down because I was really glad to see that finally, it's kind of nice to feel. I hope you're following what the House is taking up. And finally, some hearings on gun control. And, you know, it was kind of shocking when I was listening to all the years that haven't any men been talking about it. And I'm thinking of this great song by Cheryl Wheeler, which she did a long, long time ago. And, you know, if it were up to me, you know, I'd start with the guns. And so these are very momentous times, people. And now, you know, we've got a different House. But even more so, we've got different voices of women other than the RBGs and the voices who have helped us so much. But I think it's just beginning that parrot is going off the shoulder of a woman, that she doesn't have to stop and think. And I remember when I interviewed, actually, a long time ago, a terrific doctor, and she asked me, she said, "Tell me, Mary," she said, "do you feel sometimes like you're always translating?" And I thought it was a very good description, that women can stop translating into the male language, so to speak, into the male acceptability. And I think a lot of you women know what I'm talking about, what you can say, what you can't say. And now the AOCs and people like that, they're just doing it. So come on, people, 813-238-8001.
Or you can text us at 813-433-0885.
Maybe it's the radio, maybe it's road rage, maybe El Nino. Were you V-raised? Maybe it's the army, maybe it's the liquor. Maybe it's the papers, maybe the militia. Maybe it's the athletes, maybe it's the ads. Maybe it's the sports fans, maybe it's a fad. Maybe it's the magazines, maybe it's the internet. Maybe it's the lottery, maybe it's the immigrants. Maybe it's taxes, big business. Maybe it's the KKK and the skinheads. Maybe it's the communists, maybe it's the Catholics. Maybe it's the hippies, maybe it's the addicts. Maybe it's the art, maybe it's the sex. Maybe it's the homeless, maybe it's the banks. Maybe it's the clear cut, maybe it's the ozone. Maybe it's the chemicals, maybe it's the car phone. Maybe it's the fertilizer, maybe it's the nose rings. Maybe it's the ends, but I know one thing. If it were up to me, I'd take away the guns.
813-238-8001. I would take away at least a lot of the guns, not your hunting guns. I was raised in a rural area of Illinois, and I was used to hunters, my dad, my brother. No one's going to take away your hunting guns or your personal handguns to protect your family and your home, etc. But assault rifles, I think we need to at least talk about it. And so, Arlene, do we have any people to thank, or what's happening here?
Well, we need to hear from you. Remember, phone number 813-238-8001, or go to your computer, WMNF.org, or you can text us at 813-433-0885. But we need to hear from you. Now is the moment. We only have about 24 minutes left on this show, and we need to show that we're doing our part to keep this radio station on the air. We need to show that you appreciate this show and want us to be here after the program changes.
Yeah, and I'm listening to Annie DeFranco. I'm so sorry. I don't think we're going to be able to bring you AOC, what she said, because I would love to bring you when she was actually on CNN talking with Cuomo, and she nailed it. Some of the reasons that we need Medicare for all, and we also need some relief from debt from the students. Arlene, do we have someone to thank there?
We certainly do. This is Daniel Seltzer of Optical, etc.
Danny.
Hi, Danny. I love you, ladies. And so we love you too, Danny. And we love all of our listeners. We need you to make a call, go to your computer, text us, whatever is the easiest way. It only takes a couple of seconds for you to make your contribution, but do it now. It's important. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org, or 813-433-0885. That's the text to the studio.
Oh, okay.
But we need to hear from you. Now is the time. Time is running short, and we need to get this show on the road with some dollars coming in.
Yeah, 813-238-8001. Which side are you on, people? There are some very distinct differences now. Did you hear Schultz saying he doesn't like to be called a billionaire? Just a person of means. Hey, I thought he might be upset that he wasn't called a trillionaire, but what do I know? Anyway, side are you on?
Thanks again, Danny, for your generous contribution. And now, you're next. We need to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to thank some of you people that we hear from so much, that we'd love to thank you, because we kind of picked up some aspects of your personalities. And I think to me that's so great that WMNF is a community of people. It's not done with the computers. It's not done with algorithms. It's done by you and you and you and you. Every one of you out there, you're the ones that make up the composite of WMNF. It's like a Seurat painting. Each one of you are a pointilla of light. Come on, people. Join Ani DeFranco. Which side are you on? 813-238-8001. Come on.
We're
beginning to feel like that could be true. After that great speech Tuesday night, our callers crawled under a rock and haven't come out yet. It's time to come out and show your colors. Support your favorite radio station. Support this show. Give us a call, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Oh, I am so dying to play Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, putting down Kumo on Medicare. And if some people would call in and pledge, I might be able to hear it. I might be able to play it. So I'm giving you an enticement because, trust me, it's worth it. And you will hear the new voice of a woman. Because she's not going to go away. Jaya Pell is not going to go away. Presley's not going to go away. We aren't going away. In fact, we're going to be in your face and fighting for what we believe in. You know, as I'm thinking actually of a very different Arundhati Roy when she said, another world is totally possible. In fact, she's on her way. And if it's quiet, I can hear her breathing. I can hear her breathing too, can't you? Come on, and you're going to hear some of her breathing, I think, on this station and on this show. It is exciting. These are exciting times, and it's just beginning. So give me a reason to play AOC, but we've got to raise some more money first.
And I want to say thank you to Sarah Stokes for her generous contribution. She says, the future is female. And we want to also thank Corinne for her generous contribution. And she's made a request for some Earth Kit. I don't think we'll make it today, but we'll keep that in mind for the future.
Santa, baby. But right now, which side are you on?
Someone that you also saw in the emergency room at Cook County Hospital.
Oh, I forgot about that. You're totally right. She's a wonderful person. I was sorry to see her there, but luckily it wasn't anything serious. I mean, well, you know, anyway. Thanks for remembering that, Earl. Come on, let's light up this board. That would really make us feel good. 813-238-8001. Go ahead, Arlene.
We just need to hear from you. Remember, you can text us at 813-433-0885. You can also call 813-238-8001. And you can go to your computer. That seems to be the method of choice. WMNF.org. And put your contribution in the tip jar.
And you know, I hope that men don't feel excluded. Just because we need women, you need their voices, etc. And absolutely. But just as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she lifted all boats. She just wasn't fighting discrimination for women because she realized men had it too. In fact, one of her, she fought six cases in the Supreme Court. She won five of them. And one of her big cases actually was a man who lost his wife, and he wasn't allowed to get widower benefits. And so it was a huge case. And she really showed, you know, what it means to need that kind of money to raise your family, etc. RBG got the big picture. And I'm hoping, I don't know, they're working with a lot of women that probably will just be as narrow and probably won't do a bit better than some of the guys. But I think you've got a pretty good chance when you listen to the AOCs and the Presleys, what they're fighting for. So come on, people, we're fighting just like Laura Nero, another young woman who died much too soon from ovarian cancer. We have got to get that talc and we've got to get that atrazine out of our water. And you hear a lot of environmental issues on this show because we are concerned. We're not just concerned about women or children. We're concerned about men, boys, girls, because people are people and women's rights are human rights and human rights are women rights. So give us a chance to use our brains, to use our passion and our compassion. And if we don't sound the same as you, just listen for a few minutes and you might think, oh, I can work with that. Come on, people. Let's save this country.
And we have many WMNF swag items that you can choose from. We have some socks that say last local radio station. We have a cap. We have a grocery bag. We have a magnetic peace symbol that you can put on your car or your refrigerator. So ask your phone answerer about those items. And you can be thanked in a number of ways. But we do need to hear from you. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org, or text 813-433-0885.
0885. I still would love to have an opportunity to bring AOC. Oh, she's saving the country with her piano and her voice, but I want to save this show. I want to save this station. So let's save the children, as Laura's is saying about Arlene.
And we need to thank some generous contributors. We really appreciate your coming through for us. Eliza Priest of St. Petersburg. She says she loves the women's show. Folks need to support it now more than ever. And Mark Andrews of Brandon says, I love your women's show and want you to stay on the air. Thanks for your hard work. Well, we appreciate that, Mark, and we appreciate all of you, but we need to hear from a lot more of you in this last 15 minutes. So please give us a call, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org on your computer, but do it now. We need to hear from you.
You might not have a voice like Annie Lennox, but you can be heard, and you can be heard, actually, on this station. And you hear other voices. And I hope you hear voices that resonate with your life and the things that are most important to you. And so, this is one of the really special radio stations. When I call and I talk to people, they're fascinated by this station, and they can't believe that we've been able to last this long. And I said, why do you doubt that? You know, you are fighting in your own way for people in every way you can. And would you ever give up? And don't you find that actually, rather than diminishing, it's growing? And to me, there is something about the intimacy of a voice. There's something to me also about a conversation, that's what we are. We are oral people, that we talk by conversation and listening to each other. So come on, people, sing. But do it right now by going over to the your phone or your web, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Go ahead,
and
Arlene.
Thanks to Arcelia Obistu. I'm afraid I'm murdering your last name, Arcelia, but I know we've heard from you many times, and we appreciate that. She's going to take that last local radio station T-shirt and says, love your show, listen every week, trying to keep WMNF on the air, love it all. So won't you join Arcelia and make your contribution now? 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org. Listeners, we need to hear from you now. It's so important that we show our support for this station. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org. Do your part. Do it now. Every gift is appreciated and goes to the same cause, whether it's $1,000 or $10. We appreciate them all, and thank you so much for those of you that have already contributed. But we need to hear from some more of you.
Yeah, we really do. We want to do our part. And I happen to feel that a lot of the things you hear on this show, and I'm always pleased, actually, when I have some, particularly men, get in contact with me. And they say, you know, it's a different attitude. Actually, they're saying things that I totally agree with, but they present it differently. And it's a different type of approach. And that's good. In other words, I think the more diversity we have, that's everybody's advantage. And so it is that kind of learning experience. And part of it is listening to other voices. Arlene, go ahead.
And we still need to hear from 12 more of you in order to make our call go. So let's get those phone lines ringing. 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Or WMNF.org. But we need to hear from you. It's very important. Make your pledge now. Make your contribution. Support your last local radio station, and where you hear people actually presenting information locally. Give us a call now. 813-238-8001.
Doing what I feel. Put me to the test. Oh, yes, Salt and Pepper, telling it like it is. But we're going to go totally in the opposite direction now because luckily, you know, I kind of see with WMNF, you know, that so often, you know, like the legacy and the shoulders we stand on. So many women realize in their lifetimes they probably would not see as many of the things come to fruition which they were fighting so hard for. But they had no doubt that eventually women would get the vote, or eventually women would have control of their bodies, or eventually women could work outside the home. But it took a lot of faith. It took a lot of commitment to a future. And to me, that this station has been every single time you have a fund drive, it is a commitment not just to now, but it's a commitment to the future, and your legacy lives on. You know, whether you have passed, and we've had some members pass here on the, you know, our programmers, but also, you know, our listeners, etc., that you still live on in this station, that your voices live on. Vicky Santa, you heard Sonia last week. We were remembering Vicky Santa. We're in Vicky Santa's studio, but to me, it is you're believing in a future, and to me, WMNF is not only the present, but even more so, it is the future, and it's worth fighting for.
Vicky believed in that future. Sonia believes in that future and fights for it all the time. We believe in it, and we know you do too, but we need to hear you show it with your dollars today. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
We need a climate of hope. That's one thing, you know, that I hope, even though we discuss very serious topics on this station or this program, I'm not afraid to tackle that stuff. Because I feel when you have the information, we can change things. We can make them better. And Rebecca Solnit, a brilliant woman, love her writing. And she says, you know, hope is the gift that you never have to surrender. It's a power that you always want to keep. We can create a climate of hope. Or back to Naomi Klein, yes, but this is not just a crisis of a climate. It's giving us an opportunity to make a better world, which we might not have had if we didn't have to bring out the best in us. And so let's join. Luckily, we have had the great Aretha. We have her voice. We have her CDs, etc., but we have her passion. And she dreamed a dream, just like Martin Luther King dreamed a dream. And I hope every one of you are dreaming your dreams, and you're telling your children, your little daughters and your sons, dream the dream. Keep hope always alive.
Show your passion. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org. We have one light lit right now. We need to get 7 more lit. So come on, people. We need to hear from you. It's important. This is your radio station. This is your show. Please support us now.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go out on the limb and say, yes, I support those people. Because I really love, first of all, their community. And I love that they're not afraid to delve into areas we might not want to hear about. And I think that's what we need now, a fearless spirit. But based on respect and love and justice and equality, all the things that we can do. And it starts with hope. It starts with love. It starts with all of those things. And as corny as this might sound, it is the truth. And go with Aretha. Soar with her. Come on. Have your dream. And I have a dream. I'd love to see all those phones lit up right now. 813-238-8001. Arlene.
And thanks to Evadne of Sarasota. This is the first Sarasota call we've had today. Thanks for her generous contribution. She says, keep doing what you're doing. It's fabulous. She's a longtime listener. If you're a longtime listener, we need to hear from you. If this is the first time you've tuned in, or you've only tuned in for the first time in the last few weeks, we need to hear from you. But give us a call. 813-238-8001. Or go to your computer, WMNF.org.
Oh, the hot sore with with Aretha. Come on, soar right over to your phone, 813-238-8001. Or you're on your computer. You might be listening heaven knows where. We had some people last week from Germany. We'd love to hear from you now, WMNF.org.
And I just received an email from someone that wants to remain anonymous that asked us to put in a pledge for him, so I will do that.
Don't be afraid.
Tampa. And so thank you for your generous contribution. And now, won't you join in, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Man, anytime I hear Aretha, I feel something happen in my heart. I don't know about you, but let's do it in our hearts, people. When you hear WMNF, when you hear those fall letters go out, feel something in your heart because it's your radio station. And so we'd love to hear from you right now. Wow, what a voice. What a gift she was to all of us. Oh, wow, that's fabulous.
We have about 6 more minutes, and we need 10 calls. Won't you be the first one of those 10 calls? Won't you be the second one? We need to hear from you now, 813-238-8001, WMNF.org.
Oh, and you recognize this song. But I don't think women do have to do it for themselves. I think this is the time we can all go forward and make a much better world. Not just women. Everybody. Oh, got out of the kitchen a long time ago, but now we're going into the courts. We're going into the hospitals. We are moving out. We're going into Congress and hopefully soon into the presidency.
Do your part. Keep the station on the air. Show your support for this show. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org. Or you can text in your pledge at 813-433-0885. However is easiest for you is fine with us, but do it. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And the kind of people you get at WMNF, this is really one of my favorite. And if you heard Sonia last week talking about, we were talking about poets. And we were talking about how necessary poets are right now. And Patti Smith in our old building, I remember with great joy having the privilege of interviewing Patti Smith and what a terrific person she was. And Patti is as much poet as she is singer. She's also in her own way a deeply spiritual person. And she believes in people having the power, and I do too. People, you have the power. You have the power of your voice. You have the vote, actually, of your money too. Not only if you're a corporate, but you have the money that you can support the voices of this community, the voices of people here. So let's hear from you now.
And won't you join Robin Schwedo, who has just made a generous pledge. Thank you so much, Robin. And, you know, I noticed that this is one, and we've had several today, where their pledge has been broken up into monthly amounts.
Oh, that's great.
You can do as little as $5 a month, and your pledge will barely feel it when it comes out of your bank account or your credit card. So do your part, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And you do have the power, people. It's the power of your voice. It's the power of your heart. It's the power of what you believe in, not just for now, but you're making a commitment to the future. And that future can be a lot better than it has ever been if we make it such with all of the best in every one of us. And so right now, we'd like to hear from you so we can keep this show and this station going. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.com. Patti Smith, there she's going. Go with her, people. In the form of shining valleys where the poet recognized in my senses, newly opened and the light awakened. 813-238-8001. We have a few more seconds after.
WMNF.org. 813-238-8001. Please join the people that have all Solidarity Pledge. We need to hear from you. It's really, really important. Give us a call. Go to your computer. 813-238-8001. WMNF.org.
And you are listening to WMNF, Tampa, Sarasota, Clearwater Community Conscious Radio. Sorry, I got the music a little loud. I was getting carried away with Aretha and Patti Smith. But I hope you keep it going here all the time to WMNF and contribute to